Local sports is being brought to you today by Vision West and by First Bank. Panther basketball from over the weekend saw the Panthers having their senior night at home on Friday night against Thermopolis, and then Saturday on the road at Worland for the Panther boys playing against the Bobcats on Friday night with their seniors, as the Panthers ended up beating the Bobcats 57-50. For Powell, they opened up a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. A Thermopolis comeback led by Deuter Harvey. Just not enough, as Powell ended up getting three players in double figures in that game. Mason Marchant with 25 points, 17 from Landon Langfelder, and Jesse Brown chipped in with 11. The next day, against the top-ranked and undefeated Worland Warriors, Panthers couldn't get hardly anything from Marchant, as he ended up being cut down to only 5 points. He went 0-for-9 shooting, and Worland beat the Panthers 75-48. Powell had 12 turnovers to Worland's 4 in this game. For the Panthers, they were down 21-14. They did manage to cut it to 5 at one point in the second period, but it was a run by Worland to start the third quarter going 8-0, and then a run in the fourth quarter that was 14-0 that put the game out of reach for the Panthers. Powell ended up getting 12 points from Langfelder, and Aiden Jacobson chipping in for 10. Mac Page led Worland with 18 points as they stayed undefeated. For the Panther girls, they made it close on Friday night at home, as they ended up, after falling behind by an 8-0 score, Powell managed to cut it to 25-19 at the half, and were down by 8 going into the fourth period. But Powell went on a scoreless streak, plus struggled at the free throw line, where they were 4 of 13 at the stripe in the fourth quarter. They lost against Thermopolis 49-39. Rose Graft having her best game as a Panther, as she ended up with 19 points in that one. For the Panthers against the Worland Warriors, it was the turnover problem again, as the Panthers coughed up the ball 34 times to Worland's 12. Powell was also 4 of 16 at the free throw line. The Panthers lost that game 68-43. Powell got one player hitting in double figures, as Haley Hyde finished with 12. Next up for both teams will be a conference game coming up this Friday night, as they hit the road to take on the Lander Tigers. Girls game at 5:30, the boys after that, and then Saturday they'll stay in Lander to meet up with Pinedale and then Big Piney. A couple of games that were postponed a couple weeks ago because of the snow, they're going to make that up in Lander coming up this Saturday. We're back with more after this.